Hello?
Hi, is this Llama?
Yes.
Hi, this is Malky. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, I'm sorry I didn't call you yesterday. I want to know if now is a good time for you to go through the requirements together, the onboarding
Okay.
requirements.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Amazing. So I'm going to send you an introduction text. That's going to go through all the information that we're going to discuss, so you don't have to write anything down.
Okay, I can. Do you have any direct any available for me?
Say it again. Oh, so I don't work in the staffing department. I'm helping you onboard. That way, when the staffing department does reach out that they have something, you'll be ready to start working as soon as possible.
I'm ready any time.
Okay, amazing. So they'll reach out to you as soon as they have something.
Only you have to tell me. I can't come in the office because I have all paper in myself, and I have everything.
So we're located in New York, so it wouldn't work for you to come into the office. You have to do everything
Oh.
online.
Okay, now you can send the information about me. I apply now. If you
Yeah.
have me, you in New York, how I work? I am in Allentown.
You're in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Right. All right. So let me tell you how. I'm sending you an introduction text that has three links to an application, to a competency test, and to an I-9 form. You don't have to worry about the competency test because it doesn't matter what you get. As long as you fill it out, I'll be marked as a pass.
How much you pay in the hour, please? I wanna know.
Between 13 and 15. The reason why it varies is because it depends on the case, the location. That's why we can't give you an exact amount until you actually start with someone.
Full benefit, right?
I could send you an outline of the benefits.
Okay.
Should I email it to you?
Full benefit, right? Sick days and 401k and right?
I'm actually not sure.
It's okay. I'm not needed. Only I wanna make sure if you have I can start next week or when I can start because I have other options to work with Bunny Care, Home Care.
I hear. So, what is it that you want to know? When you'd be able to start?
If I start next week, I apply with you guys.
I can't say exactly how long the onboarding process will take because we do a background check that could take some time to come back.
I have everything. I have background check, I have diabetes results, I have everything, fingerprint,
So the
everything.
background check we need to submit on our own. We can't
Yeah.
accept it from you. So I can't say how long it would take for sure. Do you still want to sign up with us?
I do it before 2 months. I do it before 2 weeks because I maybe because I am apply about daycare. It's not approved me because they want original certificate for me. I don't have original because I am living in America. My parents said I am from Syria. I can't bring it, the original one now because it's Syria. It's war now.
Original what? What do you say?
I apply about daycare before 2 weeks. Okay.
Apply for what for 2 weeks?
Daycare.
daycare for your child?
Yeah, for child, before 2 weeks. They want, it's not approval me because, not accept me because they want the original diploma certificate about me. They want the original one. My parents, they can't go to bring the original one. Syria, it's not safe now.
Right.
Yeah. I have new one about I have new one. The background check. I do it before 2 weeks.
Right. So even if you send it to us, our company has to run our own background check.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's okay. No problem. I will do it.
Okay, amazing. So let me go through the requirements with you. There's the three links, the application, the competency test, and then the I-9W-4 form. And then we're going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a driver's license and social?
Yes.
Fantastic. So you could send those over through text message. And then we're also going to need proof of two-year residency. So,
residency, I have a green card.
So, two-year residency proof of in Pennsylvania. So, if your driver's license is from like 2023 or before, that would be good.
Okay,
that would be sufficient.
Okay.
But did you live in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years?
What?
Did you live in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years?
Oh, I lived 13 years.
Perfect. That's great. Okay, so if your ID is not from 2023, either you could send in an old ID, or if you don't have that, you could send in an old pay stub or a phone bill showing the date 2023 or before.
Okay, no problem. I'll try to do something.
Amazing. Lastly, we're going to need a TB test from you. Did you have a TB test recently?
Yeah, I do it this year.
Amazing. So you can send that over to me as well. And then as soon as I get those things, I'll submit the background check, and I'll let you know if I'm missing anything else.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. All right. We'll be in touch, Lama, then. I'm here to help you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out.
Okay, maybe in the night, today in the night, I can do it.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. We'll be in touch then.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Have a good one. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.